Good morning, dear.
You just make me smile. I'm just so thankful this morning, and we're tagging this day. I am your joy Wednesday. I am your joy. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father, for this glimpse of your glory that I may see now, for the glory that we know exists in our Savior, and for the sure hope, the full knowledge of giving you, we will experience in heaven. Thank you for giving us the word. Help us to listen to your voice as we spend time with you. When we rejoice in you, Lord, always we rejoice in you. We can't do nothing but say thank you. And as Jesus, we move forward. Praise God for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for their vision for this master's call. Thank you for the speaker about the download word in telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you for the prayer warriors and the guests that took the time out to join us this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for Artist Life, for bringing us all together here, Lord Jesus. We thank you for health. We thank you for everyone that participated in it. All I can say this morning, Lord, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. Take it away, Mrs. Humber.
Praise God. Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for seating us and for greeting us and for opening up this call in prayer and for giving us the tag. Yeah, Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our joy Wednesday. So we thank you for that, and may God continue to bless you and keep you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you. We thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I thank God for this telecommunication sanctuary known as the Master's Call, which started back on October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we are going into our ninth year. I thank God for our two phenomenal and blessed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because when they said yes, it gave us the opportunity and the ability to dial into this telecommunication sanctuary each and every Monday through Friday without fail, and so that our lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every day we start this call off in prayer, and we end in prayer. And then on Fridays, we open up the line so that you can share your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But there may be something that is occurring in your life during the day, and maybe there is no one for you to call on, but I just want to let you know that you could call on us here on the Master's Call. So please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Along with that, we are on day number 26, day number 26 of our corporate fast. Yes, and we are believing God and expecting God for great things, and we know that the Lord is doing a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. We are standing today on Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 19, and if you are joining us, praise God, we're pressing through, and if you would like to join us, you still have the opportunity to do so. So we ask that you would go online to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will find the prayer directive and what we are believing and standing in agreement for, and God is definitely a God who is moving and performing miracles mightily in this season. All right, immediately following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and we will receive information from the Phenomenal Flanagan. So you could dial in after this call to 712-770-4005. You want to use the PIN code 294-617-POUND, and that's immediately following this call. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada for Extravaganza 2019. That will be taking place March 29th, March 30th, and March 31st in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please go online to www.extravaganza.artistlife.com for information, or get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share with you what you need to do. But just letting you know, what knitted us all together is Artist Life, which is a phenomenal health and wellness company started over 30 years by the Diaz de Leon family. And an appointment with artists will change your life, but only if you let it. Now it's time for us to hear the word of the Lord. Our speaker for this morning is no stranger to this call. I love her, and she is actually one of the leaders here on the Master's Call. God is absolutely moving and manifesting himself in her life. She comes all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. She is an artist entrepreneur. She is a woman who is on a mission to serve his people in excellence no matter what she does. She is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is a woman who I am just so glad to have connected to, and that God has orchestrated me to know and to call my sister, because I have seen the Lord work in her in a mighty way. And all I can tell you is she's going higher and higher and higher in Jesus. And the thing that really just blesses me the most is that her relationship with God was renewed, refreshed, rebooted here on the Master's Call. It was this platform that allowed her to say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just thank God for what he did in her life, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal, the joyful, the anointed, the amazing Minister Jacqueline Jackie Henderson. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, the platform is yours.
And I truly, truly, truly love you back. I thank you for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. And I thank each and every caller on this line for calling in each and every morning, dedicating yourself to hear the words from God. I thank you for the leaders that are on this call, the founders of this call, for being obedient and saying yes and setting up this platform that God can come and speak to us each and every morning. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and seating them in the sanctuary, in the telecommunicating sanctuary this morning. I won't be before you long this morning. I just want to lift up something before you that God laid on my heart. And when God laid this on my heart, he actually was talking to me, and I thank God, because he will speak to you when you need a word from him. And this morning, before we start this message, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, I ask you to lift up your, I'm lifting up your people right now, God, and asking him to open up their ears to hear this word, Lord. Let them receive it with their heart, God, and be able to live it out. Let this message resonate in each and every caller on this line. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. I thank you, and I cover this in your blood, Jesus. Amen. This morning, I'd like to come before you and talk about private practices. And I'd like to use the scripture reference, Matthew 6, 5 through 8. And I'm reading from the NIV version. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they have to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows you and knows your need before you ask him. So thank you, God. I am only who I am because of you. Thank you, Father. The word says, when you pray, go to your room, close the door, to your Father who is, and pray to your Father who is unseen, to a Father who sees in private and will reward you. I just want to speak to you this morning about private practice. When as a people of God can go so busy with our lives, we can get so busy with our lives that we sometimes forget to go back and take that time out with God, giving him that private time. We get so busy in our lives. We get so encompassed with what people are bringing to us and what people are charging us to do. People ask us to pray all the time, and I'm not saying do not pray for others and do not pray in public. But don't forget that private time that you have with God. So I want to encourage you that your life, the life you are living now, is predicated on the principles of God. Seeking to have that life pleasing to God is going to be predicated on your private life with God and not what you do in front of others. So because so many times, if we are not careful, we as people in church, people in the body of Christ, can get to a place in our life that we spend too much time and too much of our energy trying the best to please people and to appease those who see us, and do not try to speak to please the one who made us. It is at that moment, if we are not careful, we can allow, and we know so many people are pulling on us, we have to make sure that we are ready for them, that we become so addicted to being pulled on that we don't pull on the God, that we don't pull on God anymore, the one that gives us our strength. And we have to wait until we are empty. We wait until we are lonely. We wait until we are broken. God is saying, I don't need you to wait until that moment to where things are beginning to run out. God says, I need you to get back into your private practice. You don't want to try to please people, because they will pat you on the back today and slap you in your face tomorrow. So your job is to make sure you spend that time with God. This journey goes so far beyond trying to please others. It's a journey that if you don't put a smile on God's face, you are wasting your time. Your job is to make sure you spend that time with God. So how do you please him? How do you please God? When you pray, there is an expectation of the Lord, an expectation of a relationship with one another, a relationship where you are expected to talk to him, have dialogue with him. And this is the moment where you should take pause and ask God, have I been talking to you the way I should? Have I had dialogue with you the way I should?
Something is wrong when the only time I'm talking to God is when I'm holding a person's hand, another person's hand, and the person before us says, "Let us pray." So do you really have a constant prayer life? Something is wrong when the only time we pray is when someone calls us out to pray or gives us a mic to pray, or someone says, "Okay, let's pray together." Now, I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with, because we should join ourselves together and pray together. The Bible says where there are two or three touching, I'm in the midst. And he talks about the angels, putting the angels in flight. So that is healthy, but do you get to the point where you bypass your time with God? You bypass that private time with him? In that place where you go in and there's no one else but you and him. And not only do you pray with him, but you have dialogue with him. You have conversation with him. So we don't want to be at that place that the only time we're praying is when someone asks us to hold someone's hand and they pray. Or when we sit down at the meal and we're so hurriedly ready to get to the food that the only thing we can say is, "Jesus wept." This is not a moment when Jesus says, this is at a time when Jesus is saying, "What you do for me in private, I will do far and exceedingly above and beyond for you in public. I'm getting ready to take you to a place. I'm getting ready to bless you immensely. So I'm getting ready to, what I have in store for you is greater, and is predicated on our talking time with God in private. But when you talk, there's a certain way. He needs you to talk to him. He expects you to pray. You got to have this dialogue. You got to be able to hear what God is saying to you. You know, when I came back to Christ through this call, and there was times when I would sit down and I would just talk to God, just me and God alone. And I would tell him how much I loved him. And I would tell him how much I wanted him in my life. And I just had that private time with him. And oh, how God has so blessed me. But I have noticed, and this is what brought me to this conversation today. I had a moment where I just had a private time where I sat down, and I was just thinking over my life and thinking where God has brought me from and where he's brought me to and where he's taking me to. And I sat down, and I realized that I had allowed life to get in front of me and life to be so busy. And so busy, sometimes we can even get so busy doing God's work that we forget to even include God in it. And as I sat there and I pondered on that, and I realized that I had not been giving him that private time that I had given him before. And that how I know God spoke to me and said he missed me. But you know, I miss God even more. So never negate that time with God. You know, some people, when they get up in the morning and they get out of bed, and I too have the moments when I have been guilty of that. I jump up and prepare myself for the day because I have so much I feel that I have to do that I forget to say, "Good morning, God." There are times when I've busied myself. And I've been so busy, and during the course of the day, I come back. And then I get in bed, and I've actually gotten in bed and got under the covers. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even thank God for today. So I had to get back out and talk to him. So what I'm saying to you is all that busyness in your life, and everything that you are doing in your life, you cannot do it without him. There's nothing that you could do without God. He loves you so much, and he does so much, but he asks so little of you. So is it too much to take that time out, that private time, and just share with him? Share with him that busy day. Share with him the things that you want to praise him. And let him know how much you love him. Because he shows us every single second of our life how much he loved us. And he loved us enough to share, to give his life for us, to shed his blood on the cross for us, for our sins, forgiving us. Is there any that loves us as much as God? So is it too much to ask to slow down that time and sit down and just have that dialogue with the Lord and let him know just how wonderful he is? And also, let him speak to you. He has expectations over your life, too. He says that he knows the plans that he has for you. Do you know those plans? Do you know your purpose? Do you know what you are called to do? Well, if you would take that time out and spend that time with God, just you, in that room with the door closed, just you and God, God will share so many things with you. It is a game changer for your life, I guarantee it. It has been a game changer for mine. There has been so many things that came up against me. But that private time that I spend with God has given me that peace and that assurance that he shall never leave me. He shall never forsake me. He is always there. And I don't think that it is too much for God just to ask me for that private time, that I shall not be able to stop my day and give him that time. So continue to lift God up. God is saying don't be like those that portray themselves as holy, portray themselves to be a certain way, basically like an actor, like those that prayed so loudly in the synagogue and prayed on the street corners, and they prayed for the recognition of the people. But God is just asking you for that private time, that time that he wants to share with us. So God is saying that if the only time you pray, fast, or acknowledge him is in the presence of others, then you have shortchanged him and shortchanged your relationship. He says when you do it, don't be like the hypocrites, because they have to pray for the recognition of others. But God is the only one that I serve and I aim to please. In a healthy relationship, in a very healthy relationship, any relationship that you had, it's contingent upon dialogue and being able to speak to one another and talk to one another and work out whatever may be between you, or build upon what the relationship you have to make that relationship stronger. But if you are publicly putting your relationship out all the time, consulting others about the relationship, how long do you think that relationship will last? So I'm encouraging each and every one of you, just remember that God has great plans for your life. He has so much in store for you. And remember that in his word, he says that if you take that time out, if you use that private practice to go in and sit down and talk with God, he will reward you in public. And it's his reward that you are looking for and not the reward of man. So I encourage each and every one of you, if you are like me and you let your day get too busy, that you forgot to sit down and have that time with God, let's change that right at this moment. Let's go back and renew that love and that closeness that you had with God when you would go into that room, close that door, and participate in your private practice and have that conversation and dialogue with God. And I hope this message has resonated with those that are hearing this message, and it has been an encouragement to some, as it was with me, as God let me know that he terribly missed me, and he is missing you as well. God bless you, and God keep you. Back to our host.
Wow. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for that prophetic word. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your provision and for your promises, God, that we are standing on your promises, Father. And so we thank you for the message that you downloaded to Minister Jackie. And we thank you for her bringing it to us, Father. And I pray right now that you would increase in her and that you would fill her up until she overflows, oh God. Nothing missing, nothing broken from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice. I speak right now that you would increase in them more and more. And that thy kingdom come, thy will be done in their lives as it is on earth, as it is in heaven, Father. That their families, their children, their ministries, their businesses will be blessed, their relationships, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, God, that you are doing a new thing in our life. And it is springing up right now, Father. I thank you that we will not reflect upon the old things, but that we would position, prepare, and posture ourselves and reflect upon the newness of you, Father. We thank you that you are the center of our joy. We thank you, God, that you are in control of our lives. We thank you that your word says that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you that we are healed and that we are whole. We thank you, God, that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory. We thank you, God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you, God, that we have everything that we need. And God, we say have your way in us this day. These things I decree and declare in the matchless and the mighty and the magnificent name of Jesus Christ as we continue to press forth on this 26th day of our fast, God. Work in us as we surrender to you. These things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So, to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be headed over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. They will be discussing the topic anemia. So if you know anyone out there who experiences anemia, send them a message and tell them to join you on the morning motivational call for Awareness Wednesday. They're simply going to dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. So that's where we will be headed to after this call. Again, the replay for this call, 712-432-1085. In the access code 957-677-POUND, you must listen to this message again. Again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for serving us in excellence this morning, for seating us, for greeting us, and for opening us up in prayer and giving us our tag for this Wednesday. Jesus is our joy Wednesday. Minister Jackie, thank you very much for that profound word, private practice. Yes, yes, Dr. Vanessa said something to us that was profound on yesterday on prayer, and I forgot it, but I'm going to tell you guys about it tomorrow morning. But I do know that praise will take us into the presence of God. I did get that part. So, Minister Jackie, woman of God, please come back and give us our benediction for this day.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent from one another. And remember, give God his private time. Thank you. Have a blessed day.